Well, you never know.
Hey, how come you're mixing up candy bars in there?
Well, we brought you guys some health treats. If you want to go out to lunch, you got to call Brenda. These guys are crazy. Huh? You guys going out?
Nah, she's
got to
go
surf. Oh, I got. Ooh, yuck. Traffic. Marco. Debbie. Nicholas. Back at you, man. Things are rocking and rolling. Marco, you've got a lot of stuff getting ready to hit you. We're back here doing a lot of shoring up because I've been moving things more into systems and just a lot of new things. You know, things have been happening we didn't plan on. Something I wasn't even thinking about. And so that turned our world totally around. And so you will shortly get notice on that, how what I'm talking about and how cool that is, because we've got a lot of cool things for you. But a lot going on. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And I love meeting all you guys coming in here. I just met a lady and her husband from Colorado. They have an 11-year-old daughter. She only wanted to eat fruit since she was a little baby. She just wanted fruit. Well, they didn't know any better. They said, you can't just have fruit. She said, I just want fruit. Talk about a higher being. Holy crap. Some of these higher beings are coming in here. That's so exciting to me. So what's it going to be? You know, these are, and that's what I love about you moms and dads that are going raw. You're fixing your bodies. You're fixing your endocrine. And by the way, she was saying her daughter's filtering. Yeah. You know, and it's funny. You don't think about things like that. Filtering in the kidneys. Who would think about filtering what in the kidneys? You know, who would even think about that question? And how vital the kidneys and the filtration of the kidneys are. How vital is it to see all this stuff in your urine? How vital is that? You know, those are all acids. Those are all the things. All this is what you find in tumors, cysts, all of that. Pimples, boils. The stagnation of the sewer system, sewage. Sewage backing up everywhere in the form of mucoli. Oh, Carmela, Canada. 46 years young, 5'7", 125 pounds. Laryngeal spasms have come back. Whatever that is. 8 years ago, I started having these spasms, like your larynx, one or two per year. 3 years ago, I eliminated gluten and dairy from my diet and removed my breast implants. I didn't have another episode for three. Isn't that interesting? Well, anytime you irritate nerves, you irritate anything like that, you're going to see a reflex from that. And you don't think about it. And this is a good example. I'm glad she's bringing this up because sometimes you don't think about things like this and you experience a little something, a little pain or a little spasm here. And then you don't think about it. And then you have it again in the same place down the road a few weeks or a few months. This is the beginning. And it's obvious. This is the beginning process in that area of agglomeration. And you're inflaming the nervous system. And then your reflex, you're going to feel the reflex. Haven't you ever felt, say, something up here and then it reflexing down in your leg? No, I mean, look at how your nervous system runs. And it's reflexing. You can actually feel something in your mouth and feel it in your toe. reflexing. The autonomic is everywhere. And that's then the beginning of that, then you begin to see that. Or the beginning of the spine twerking or whatever, you begin to see these different types of spasms and different kinds of cramping and stuff like that. And it's just letting you know that you're having these things. And interesting how you took off these things. And the breast implants, I would think breast implants are low-grade inflammatory no matter what. When you have a foreign object in your body, even if it's made of natural products, I would think kind of good implants. I would think on a very micro or level that you would have some inflammatory responses to that. I don't know, but that would be my opinion. Even if they're filled with something like normal saline, it's the structure of them that's what the cells have to deal with. Until recently, I don't want to keep having them. What do you think is causing me to have them, and how may I never have one again? Open up your kidney filtration, get your lymphatic system moving, and get yourself cleaned out there. And you've had breast implants, so you want to really get yourself raw for a few years and let this heal up, where you don't get any scar tissue and the cells rebuild and everything's happy. And you need to do it anyway because you had breast implants removed. Even if you have them in, you know. But having them removed, you want the tissue to repair itself. So I would definitely go into that level of that, go on a fruit diet, you know, go after your kidney filtration and the lymphatic system, that sort of thing. Wouldn't hurt you to take a little brain and nerve. That might be a nice little help to strengthen that nerve response. But it's just really the nervous system letting you know that you're inflaming it. And that is always, in my opinion, an acid experience. Gosla, female from Canada. Canada! Where'd you get all these Canadians? Oh, I can't believe he wants to, Trudeau wants to, if you even say bad government, you go to jail for the rest of your life. What? That's ridiculous. 43 years, another 43, but this lady's only 5'5". Now we're starting to go, oh, well, is there this little pituitary problem in this lady or not? 168 pounds at 5'5". Restless legs. Mm-hmm. Cracked fingers, heels, and toes. Low blood pressure. No hemoglobin. Low iron. Fatigue. Okay. So, I cannot seem to moisturize and heal cracks in my hands, toes, and heels. All right? Now, this is really important to think about that. I have brittle nails, hair falling out and thin now, numbness, tingling hands, restless legs, spasms, fatigue, bloating, small fibroids. How can I correct anemia and increase energy and heal my skin? Is that all you want to do? Honey, you've got to go in systemically and work on yourself just a little bit. All right. When you crack, you see your hands cracking everything. What would you call that? Hydration? Or would you call that dehydration? Oh, dehydration. So your body's very dehydrated. So if I'm going to take you and me and you're going to step over into the world of chemistry, oh, look, we only have two sides to chemistry. Which side is going to cause dehydration, cracking, and all this other? Oh, the acid side of chemistry. So that pulls you into what system in the human body? The lymphatic system. Key uno number one. You're fatigued, all that. My guess, your adrenal glands are low. You're not metabolizing iron properly, obviously. And that comes out of the adrenal glands, not just the liver. You're looking at the adrenal glands. And so, as is my opinion, you're looking at kidney and adrenal glands. There's no question you're looking at pituitary. How much? Now, you got brittle nails and things like this. And so, with that 5'5", I'm going to put my head over to your pituitary, and then I'm going to look right over to where? Ah! Parathyroid glands. I want to make sure you're utilizing calcium, because you're a woman and you're 43 years young and you don't want to have problems with the calcium channels. Depression, I mean, you just go into all kinds of problems with that calcium channel problem. And the parathyroids and thyroid glands, they're sit right there with that channel. And they are, well, you got four parathyroids and two thyroids, and they're all sitting there looking at their pituitary for directions. And you're 5'5". Tells me that the growth directions weren't there. So when you look at that, you have to look at your case as pituitary, thyroid, parathyroid, essentially part of your program. Because everything you can imagine, connective tissue, firm breasts. I mean, you go right on down the line, teeth. You go right on down the line, bone, skeletal, connective tissue, you need that channel fixed. And my guess in what you're saying here, that's a channel you need to fix. Real, real important there. The restless legs and spasms and all that, that's neurological. I'm still going back to your kidney and adrenal glands to that, lower back a lot of times to that. You know, you just restless leg syndrome. It's common. It's common to sit there and you see your legs working like this and stuff like that. And that's your autonomic nervous system. And that shows some myelin sheath weaknesses and maybe some lower spine problems. Well, lower spine is, oh, kidneys, right? So that's where we have to look. Your hair's falling out. Numbness. So The thing that bothers me here is that you have a lot going on up in here. And honey, this is not a place to have things going on. This is where you're working your consciousness through. So I don't like the numbness, the tingling. And again, I would go to a chiropractor and just have him look at the upper C spine. Well, he's going to look at your whole back and everything, obviously, or she. And see where you are. See if you need a little twerking. But again, going on a raw diet and getting into your lymphatic system, your spine will straighten itself out. But a good old chiropractor, boy, they can really help you to maybe get away from the tingling. Right? Because you could have compression. Who knows what you got going on up there? Get a picture of your iris, and that'll tell you everything. You can look at your upper neck, your upper C spine, you can look at your back, you can look at everything in the eyes. So really, you want to look at that. You've got several things here you want to take care of. And my guess is you've got some myelin sheath issues. You probably have nerve rings in your eyes. That means low blood pressure, low autonomic nerve response. Bloating, don't like that. Now, my guess is you have low autonomic nerve response. So you could have some faulty digestion. So when you get bloating, I've got to look at a couple things. All right, one, are you combining your foods properly? No, then you can get gassy, bloaty from that. Do you have sulfur built up in your gut wall? You get gassy, bloaty from that. Is there orange around that pupil? Look in the mirror. You got orange right around your pupil? That's sulfur. You got to get that out of there before you get rid of that gassy, bloaty problem. Pancreatic. You're not breaking down, you're not digestively breaking down your foods properly, and you're having putrefaction if you're eating dead animals and fermentation if you're eating the carbon chains. Now, there's another area of that, and that's interstitial lymphatic stagnation. Again, seen in the iris and the degree of that, and that's that thick, thick autonomic nerve wreath is what they used to call it, but really it's your bowel wall. It's that thick wall. It shows your intestinal area. Those, you want to look at those. All those things right there, and probably I could probably come up and think of two or three more problems are related to everything I see here. Small fibroids, things like this. So, your focus, and I'll go on and say it again, your focus is to get your kidneys filtering. You can't get your kidneys filtered. I don't see how you can fix any of this. All right? So you want to get your kidneys filtering. Well, to do that, you've got to get in and help inspire their filtration, their function. But you also have to inspire the endocrine gland that controls them, which is the adrenal glands, which is where the autonomic comes out of, your energy comes out of, your iron metabolism comes out of, all these things. In my opinion, are hitting from your adrenal glands. And if your iris has nerve rings in them, that just shows you how chronic that can be. And then you're going to go easy to spasms, easy to restless leg, and especially if you're not utilizing calcium, is just another thing on top of this. So you and looking at 5 foot. Now, the one other thing, while it's here, gut. Now, she's getting bloaty. But don't we know that when there's a pituitary problem, we also see a transverse bowel problem? Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what I suspect. And just what you're saying here, I suspect if I looked at your eyes, I'd probably see nerve rings or at least chronic adrenals. Don't know where the kidneys would be on that. You don't know your lymphatic system. You're backed all the way up into the head. So the next thing you're looking at is poor circulation upstairs, cataracts, glaucomic type pressures, you know, all the crap you don't want to go into. All right? Because you've got a lot going on up here. So you just got to get all this drained out. You need a good cold and flu-like symptom. Get all that mucus out of your sinuses. Put yourself on a grape diet or something, you know, get on a fruit program. I would take the brain and nerve formula. Probably wouldn't hurt if you could afford it to take the circulation formula, but at least the brain and nerve formula, along with the kidneys, the lymphatics, the GI tract. You want to get in here and start moving tissue and moving fluids around. We know blood's moving in you, but we also know the lymph isn't. So this is real, real important that you fix this. And that goes to all these cracked nails and everything else. This is all showing you how acidic you are. And my next question would be, does your jewelry, you know, leave a ring on your skin? I mean, you can get so acidic that it breaks down metals on you. So again, you want to look at that and start getting yourself on a raw food diet, moving yourself toward a fruit, because it sounds to me like you need some work here. You know, a lot more than maybe you think. So you just have to look at your eyes. There's your story. There's your story. And I've done enough videos to teach you that. And then our school is not that expensive. It's not like major money at all. Other people charge a lot more for their schools than we do. But learn all you can. And the problem with moisturizers, if they're not herbal, they can be toxic. You could use some aloe, but aloe's also drying. See, so you have to be careful with all that. Some coconut oil maybe, some stuff like that a little bit. But this is an internal problem. And you have to go internal to fix it. Topically, you can throw whatever you want on there. Get our ultimate salve or whatever. That beautiful salve for cracked fingers and stuff like that. But if you want a true curative value, never to come again, you've got to go in and do some work on yourself. That's just the bottom line. There's no free rides. And so when you see these things, then you just got to roll up your sleeves and then you got to get to work on it. You know, and get to work on it means you got to change your chemistry that you're interfacing with. Bottom line, get your kidneys filtering. I got an 11-year-old, got her kidneys filtering. That's just, man, I just wonder, you know, in taking an analysis, how young you can be and not filter. Can you come right out of mom and not be filtering? Yeah, when you got tumors in you and things like that as a newborn, I would say yeah. You know, we've had newborns with tumors in them. So what does that tell you? Their own lymphatic system, and of course the mother's lymphatic system, you're hooked to the mother's blood and lymph. That ain't going anywhere. I mean, this is why this question of the lymphatic system is so, so important for humans to wake up to. Forget the medical community. They don't want to wake up, let them sleep. But you can't afford to sleep and have your body ruined because your life is not much fun. And then you just keep reincarnating until you get it. So you really want to, you know, get it. All right, Ingrid, United States, 70. I figured with a name like that, 70. Yeah, 70 years young. Blacks have to pull out cysts, unlock testicle. Whoa, wahoo. My question is, can I use black salve on a testicle to remove a cyst on the testicle? It's your left testicle. It sits within the sac and the testicle itself. Ooh. I mean, you're... I would probably rather go on a grape diet and use some herbs than to put black salve on a testicle. That's all I got to say. But if you got the testicles, holy crap. Well, I believe it'd pull it and pop it. I believe it would, you know. But I've never had any. Put a black salve right there. And you could always try it and let us all know. You know, there's got to be some adventurers out there. Come on, guys. You know, I was an adventurer. I went out in the woods and became a fruitarian and, you know, did all kinds of fun. So, you know, Lord. Let us know. Because pulling with a black salve is not always painless. It can hurt. You know, it can cause a lot of discomfort. Now, down there, you know, you might not have a lot of inflammation and it might not hurt as much. But I don't know. It's like putting it on a woman's breast. I hate to do that, but it's tender, I know, but you know. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But that cyst will come out through the kidneys, you know, if you get into raw and get on your kidney formulas and go that route, you know. Hydrate and detoxify yourself the right way. Pulling it, it's just like a breast tumor. You have a lumpectomy or pull a tumor out of the breast, you did not fix what? The reason you have it. You didn't fix the reason you got it. So now you get another one. And you get, I've seen women who had lumpectomies have three or four of them. I had a Catholic nun, oh my God, she had so many tumors come out of her breast, it was not even funny. She would squeeze it and a breast flew out, a tumor flew out. Unbelievable. But you open up a port in your body, and I said this years ago, and we haven't talked a lot about it, but when you have an opening in your skin, that can become a port. It's like a decubitus or a decubitus. You know, when you're sitting on your butt all the time and your quads and pairs have to put up with this and people bedridden a long time have to put up with this, but you get an opening going. It's hard to heal that opening for a while because that's the doorway. That's sewage doorway. And any of you CNAs and stuff that play with that, you know how bad that can be. So it's a doorway. I had one quad, oh my God. I even went and got ichymethol. For those farmers and ranchers that know what ichymethol is, I went and got to a feed store and got ichymethol and packed it with that. I mean, we tried to get that to come down. Eventually, we got it to heal up fairly well, but that's also when once we got the kidneys to filter and everything else, because that hole becomes your kidneys. You can't get sewage out of your body through your kidneys. What's your body left to do? We'll make one. We'll store it over here. Tumor cysts, pimples, things like that. After a while, we'll just open it up and get it out. I mean, your body's trying. and with the chemistry that people are eating that's causing it. It's amazing that there's any healing power left in the human body on the type of diets that humans are eating. Where am I at? Okay. Oh, good. And this is from Vicky, the United States. Vicky is 59. She's 5'9". Good. We don't have to think of pituitary here. I know you wouldn't think of that, but as a healer, and any of you are helping, and the students particularly, you want to you know, look 360 degree. You want to be able to observe instead of thinking. Because if I'm reading this and I'm thinking and I'm going back to my A&P and I'm going to all this stuff, I'm not giving you the credit. I'm not giving you the credit of my 50 years. And why we have the reputation that we have. Your ability to look at things is very, very important. I was telling someone, we were talking about the chiropractor friend of mine that me and him taught classes for years. And he did kinesiology and I did the herbs and the detox. But he got to the point where he didn't even have to touch the body. He just listened. He asked the body and he listened what the body's response was. He was an out-of-body traveler too, you know, stuff like that. But that is good. I tell you, there are some good healers out there. And some of these old guys, like that old guy, Rudy, Dr. Jensen's personal buddy, he was taught by Dr. Stone. He was a naturopath. People were hunting him up all over the world. And I told you about him. He just touched, he basically ran Warm Mineral Springs for years. This is a very famous springs we have. Jensen used to come here for him. But he touched two spots. One on my neck and one on my back, and I literally felt my lymph draining out of my head. And I looked at him and go, holy shit, you're good. You got to pass it. He never did pass it on. When you are that good at your art, and that's why I love to be as good at my art as I can get, and each one of you should try to be as good as your art as you can get. That's you. Your art is you. That's your reputation. That's what you represent. And when you can pull the magic of herbs and bring people out of Hellville and out of wheelchairs and things like that, don't you think that's worth it? I think that's a lot of fun. Outside of that, what are you going to do on the physical planet Earth? All right? Well, let's go boating. Let's go to the mall and shop. I mean, it's just a pseudo life down here. And so helping others is so much fun because then everybody gets happy because everybody feels good. It's a feel-good thing. Get away from suffering. So Vicky has stage 4 breast cancer. And she's got it in spine, ribs, lymphedema, and arm. Now, okay, so she's got a lymphedema in arm. So this is the question I would ask her. Has she ever had her lymph nodes removed? Because you're going to get lymphedema if you have no lymph nodes removed or not. Because that's your lymph system backing up all through you. Eventually, your whole body's going to swell up. I get that. But as a rule, it's halfway civilized until they remove the lymph nodes and then there's no civilization left. It's just bam, you know, and so that's important. The fact that, you know, when medical doctors say, now this is spread on you, it's moved to your ribs and it's moved to your liver, it's moved to here, moved to there, you know, that's because they don't understand what they're talking about. Where's the consciousness and the fangs and the teeth on this cancer? Where's that? Come on, let's. Oh, we can't fight what we can't see or know. That's because you don't know or see the truth. You've got to take a look at the sewer system in the human body and understand it as a sewer system and the connection. I was talking to Pat last night about this, you know, the importance of systems. And so you're going to see a lot coming out from us on our new website about systems. We're getting ready to open up a whole new website. It's a handcrafted store. So we have a lot of handcrafted products. Our healing center is involved there, our health clinic. So we have a whole new look. And you're going to love what's coming down the pikes. I have a feeling you're going to really love what I've been doing. And you're going to be finding out here real quick. But when you wake up to your lymph system is so bad that it's damaging the cells in your body, what's that telling you? I want you to look at your body as a house. When your toilet's overflowing and all this sewage is coming back in your house, you generally go get a plumber and, you know, get a septic tank guy and come out and fix it, right? What if that's unavailable? And you can't get out of your house and you can't stop the overflow of sewage coming in. That's not a pretty picture, is it? That's the picture that's going on in you. So then you start to see cells, houses, that are getting broken down by this. So you're seeing their morphology change. So now we're using the word atypical. Oh, you're looking a little atypical today. Yeah, I'm a little under the weather. Yeah, ow, ow, something keeps burning me. Yeah, ow. Yeah, your own sewer system. So when you come up with stage anything, it doesn't matter the stage, it's just the depth of the problem, you're in trouble. When you get a tumor one, you're in trouble because you're dealing with a systemic fluid that is as vital as the blood. You know, either the blood or the lymph are going to be the two that kill cells or your body. Either your blood or your sewer system. And your sewer system is generally the one that destroys the blood. So when you focus on that system, and that's our number one system in the human body, is the lymphatic system, not the blood system. And that lymphatic system includes kidney, skin, the endocrinology to that. It interfaces with other systems. So the first thing I'm going to do, you tell me, I'm looking and I'm diagnosed with a stage anything, any cancer at all, I'm on grapes. Sorry, I'm on grapes. Yep, go buy me a few bushel basketfuls of them. Yep. Now, I'm going to hit my kidneys with some herbal formulas. I'm going to at least take two herbal formulas and don't tell anybody, but I'm going to double dip. Oh, a dropper full? Here's two or three. And I'm not saying that for the financial side of that. I'm saying that because you're in trouble. And when you're in trouble, drink them. That's how important these magic herbs are in helping the body to open up and get rid of these things. But remember, you're agglomerated. And it's simply you have to open the doorway of your sewer system in your body. You don't do that, can't do that. Insulting your cells with more acids, radiation, all this stuff is just idiocy. Criminal, in my opinion. And I can go right on down the line of being cuckoo about it. Because it's an insanity thought. But if you understand how bad Rockefeller is, and that whole consciousness of Rockefeller, how bad that is. And it's not just in the medical community. He is a world orderless big time, too many people on the planet, blah, 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 blah. Unreal. Those people. Unreal. But you have to get your kidneys opened up. This is key. Or all these acids that are damaging your tissues, your ribs, your breast tissue, whatever. How do you get rid of them? Allopathically, they just keep circulating in your body. So you have to get rid of your waste in your human body. That's the bottom line. And where do they go? How do they get out of you? Very obvious. very simple to understand this. Your house is septic system's backed up. Your lymph nodes are probably backed up to heck, and if they've already removed some, getting that lymphedema out of your arm might be a little challenging. You have to have your lymph nodes. These guys have no clue. They're like kids that are turned loose in a nuclear plant and don't know which buttons to push or not push. Okay, so what can I do to rid me of this cancer and lymphedema? Again, you all want to live as a fruitarian. Sorry, vegetable matter will not do. Live as a fruitarian. Get used to that. At least for the next 6 months, put yourself in there. Can mercury agrums in my mouth cause cancer? Would it help to remove them because it's very expensive? All right, so I hate to say do something that costs a lot of money because I know money. So let me put it to you this way. Prioritize your money. Prioritize your life. Number one, your human body. If you want to stay on the planet, your number one priority then is to get your human body back into a state of wellness. That means you have to understand what this world is not teaching you and what we're teaching you. You can't go just to your allopathic with a nice white coat on and a stethoscope anymore because they'll accelerate your death. And these are facts and findings that that other universities have already found. We have them on our Morris.tv. Studies that show you they already know all this stuff. The sooner they start treating you, they accelerate you to your death. It's like even in the newspaper I read the other day. Remember that? If you do nothing, you'll live longer. Because their treatment procedures are killers. Anybody that puts an acid at 1.5 to 2 in your blood is a killer. There's nothing nice to say about that. Anybody that gives you radiation to the point of destruction of tissue is a killer. And if you go to a killer asking them for help to save your life in a modality that kills with that, I don't know what to tell you. And I'm being as honest as straight as I friggin' can because I've had 50 years sitting here listening and watching all this with all the people through all these years, watching these dumbasses destroy humans for a theory that is perpetuated by the Rockefellers that makes no sense whatsoever. The medical community as egotistically, intellectually articulate as they think they are, or working on 17th and 18th century theories. The disease theory is a 17th century theory. And you notice there's no cure yet in the 21st century? There's no curative value. Whatever century this rock is on, I don't know anymore. Then I would get the mercury out. Now, it's going to pull some because you're detoxing, but you know what? I hate mercury. And that is one thing you want to get out of your mouth. There are some countries that do it real reasonably. And I never had all that, you know, all the fans and all that crap on that they had them. You know what? You're detoxing. Go to a good dentist that will help you remove them the right way. But someday you might want to get them out of there because they are not good. Not at all. I felt it, the difference. How to get rid of gallbladder sludge and stones. Thanks so much for helping people. Love you. Oh, thanks. Love to you too, sweetheart. All right, so your first priority is stage 4. Your first priority is your lymphatic system. That'll handle gallstones. Somewhere along this line, you can do a liver gallbladder flush. I recommend one we recommend. There's a lot of weird ones out there. So you'll have to get with the center, the clinic here and get it. But I would recommend a liver. But I would wait to do that. I would seriously get into going after my lymphatic system, which is where the sludge and all this is involved. And that should clean your gallbladder out real well. But you'll find out because about 3 months down the way, do a liver gallbladder flush and see what you get out. But you will be moving your cleaning your gallbladder out by going after your lymphatic system. All your stones are going to be coming out. That's my problem. When I start detoxing too much, all the stones come out. Some bitches. Damn. These are like sand spurs. But that's you've got to go after your lymphatic system. And that's the kidneys, the adrenal glands. Get your thyroid up to where you're sweating. You are focusing on elimination. Proper elimination means that what goes through here has to be properly hydrating you. Not drying you, hydrating you. And you're only going to find that in fruits, berries, melons, and vegetables. Grains, beans, milks, all this stuff, these are all dehydrators, unless it's raw. And then when you're over 2 years old, your own mother's milk is going to be bad for you. What do you think of a cow? You ever see a cow or a mare, a horse, female horse? Get off. Kick that baby off of there. So you want to go after your lymphatic system. Again, that'll clean the gallbladder up. And it might be why you're having lymphatic problems is the gallbladder. That's a lymphoid organ. But that's where I'm going. I'm going on a grape diet. I'm going on herbs for my kidneys, my lymphatic system. I'll clean up my gut. Right? Our detox kits. Get rid of all the, if you got worms or flukes or anything like that, you know, get rid of that. Get the fungus out of the body so you can go on the diet better. So things like that's all helpful like that. All right. Let me go over one more. This is Monday morning. And for the last at least month, well, actually just been a couple of weeks since some changes came into my mind, and we were presented with an opportunity, and we took it. And you guys are going to be real happy that I did, I think. Jennifer Parker, female, she's 36. She's 5'4". I have never seen so many pituitary problems in my world ever. But then when you look at the gut tissue, you look at the transverse bowel portion of the colon, and you look in enough eyes in iridology, after a while, you're just shaking your head. You're just shaking your head. Just the sadness of where man has got himself in his state of unhealthiness is unbelievable. And the journey to Wellville, you know, it's a journey. And there's nothing, you can't just start eating a few fruit and then suddenly you're all better. It doesn't work that way. Not when you're looking at genetics. You're looking at miles of stagnation of sewage in the body. Yeah, it takes a while. Okay, so we have 500, she's, sorry. Oh, I've been dealing with some very obese people over here. She's 5'4", but she's 208 pounds. So this young woman is a little overweight here. Large pores and crates or holes in face. Wow. Wow. I've never had a question like that. That's interesting. This concerns herself. Hello, I'm in need of knowing if my face could be clear of what they call crates or holes in the face. I had an allergic reaction years ago from an antibiotic. God. Jesus Christ. Doc prescribed it. My face hasn't been the same. Isn't that sad? Just for a friggin' pharmaceutical, right? When are we going to have toxic-free pharmaceuticals? When are we going to have the consciousness to even attempt to start making them? Toxic-free pharmaceuticals, in my opinion, are botanicals. When I go to the doc, they pretty much tells me it's not fixable. I'm hoping I can gain knowledge and solutions from you. Well, that's why I say I can never say nothing is unfixable. I have seen so many things that the body can do that it's staggering. It's just unbelievable what the human body can do in some of the lowest states of health there is to pull itself back. I mean, it's just the divine is so amazing. But you just simply have to realize that man is playing in the wrong world of chemistry. And no matter how ego-intellectual you might be, you're playing in the wrong world of chemistry. You have to get off of that narcissism and start looking, pulling back and observing and realizing that your theories are all wrong. They're hurting people. Look at the antibiotic in this poor young lady's face. You're hurting people because you don't understand microorganisms. You don't understand sewage in the body. So all I can say, sweetheart, is get on raw. Go all raw. Check to see your fingernails. Now, you're 5'4", so I can already tell you there is a pituitary weakness in you. Now, for a lady, that means monthly periods of all types or not having them at all. It means not being able to conceive and hold children and have children or to hold your child for 9 months. Having a pituitary like that also suggests that you can suppress your thyroid and parathyroid. So you get into slower metabolisms, coldness, and then you get into the calcium channel problems. Women that have babies then, they start to have teeth problems, skeletal problems. The babies never have anything but problems. Postpartum depressions and things come in. And it depends how bad that that parathyroids are. You know, Andrea Yates, I'll never forget that name. She drowned 5 of her babies. Major postpartum. Major. Her face was so gaunt and so wrinkled. It was easy for any aware practitioner to go, oh, parathyroid, big time. So what they did is threw her in an institution because they don't understand how the body works. And she's popping out 5 children with a parathyroid, a chronic parathyroid weakness. And guess what? Yeah, she went into another world, poor thing. You know, and they don't know, because our egos, the human egos, are not willing to say, well, I don't know. You know, the medical community needs to revamp their whole understanding of health. Kick the Rockefellers out on all levels. And start asking, how does the body really work? Because what we're doing is not working, and we're maiming and hurting people by the millions. Of course, you know, anybody, any physician willing to give a vaccine like that, like the one given for the pandemic, is not a physician to me. I don't even have a good name for you. Would you give an untested drug like that? knowing that vaccines are already killing people normally, the MMR killing all the babies and all that, and you're a pediatrician and you don't know the MMR is killing babies, why are you not staying awake and aware of your industry and what's going on around the world with these vaccines? Just give it to them. Really. So this is all going to come to a point where people have had it with the medical community, and there will be an explosion sometime, because you can't maintain that level of ignorance and keep hurting people for no reason and not understanding how the body works and the lymphatic system. So Patty, matter of fact, I'm talking to Patty. She wants to write, because I was telling her, these A&P books suck. You know, all these A&P books are written years ago by people like who? Who wrote this? And what experience do you have in writing anatomy, physiology book? Someone taught you? You know, so she wants to write a new physiology book, a new A&P book. And I think she should, don't you? Mm-hmm. Because it's time that the medical community be brought up in their understanding of life. Quit hurting people over the guise of trying to make them better, because there's no making anybody better. That antibody didn't make this poor girl better. And it didn't fix her lymph system, because the only reason you would take an antibiotic is your lymph, your sewer system. So really, I can tell already, though, you're 208 pounds at 5'4". You're fighting kidney and adrenals. I can tell you that right off. I feel it from you. You're fighting kidney and adrenals, but you're also fighting this pituitary. And I tell you, sweetheart, take a look at your thyroid, parathyroid. Check your underarm temperature before you get out of bed in the morning and see what your basal temperatures are. You want upper 97s. And if you're down in the low 97s, upper 96s, you got thyroid, right? Well, that's rate of metabolism, oxidation of the human body. Then you've got calcitonin from the thyroid, and then you've got your parathyroids. And they're all essential in the skeletal system of the human body and connective tissue. And you'll notice you can work on your thyroid, and you don't see the regeneration of bone and stuff until you work on your parathyroids. I've been going back and forth between calcitonin and parathormone and what they say, you know, and watching people and watching our clients and working on them. It's those parathyroids that matter a lot more than what anybody can imagine. And they deal with your skeletal and connective tissue systems, and it's vital to fix that. So you want to be looking, sweetheart, at all these things, because you got pituitary going on here. And with that, you know you got your transverse colon. Well, you know you've got GI tract then issues. Kidney, your weight showing me kidney and adrenal issues. I could have a sluggish thyroid on top of that. Be easy for you to have that, which means that one meal a day is all the food you can eat, because if you have two meals a day, you're going to gain weight. The rate of oxidation, of metabolism. And when it's real slow, you can't eat a lot because you can't digest it. So then you start storing on fat. So all these things are fixable. No question about it. To start fixing these things, you got to start going after the one system that causes all of it. You go after the lymphatic system. But we like to go after all of them together, because if you don't, yeah, we'll play with this system today. We'll play with that system tomorrow. We'll play with this one. Yeah, really. Well, get focused and go. That lady with stage 4 breast cancer, you don't play like that. You go. You get focused. You understand. You know all a path has nothing for you. You got to come to that realization, because if you've done chemo or you've done radiation or surgeries and stuff, now's the time to wake up before you not have a human body and realize they don't have the answers. They're just trying to destroy what they don't understand. What destroys one cell destroys them all. Hello? And there's only two sides of chemistry. Pick one. And if you say that alkalis destroy cells, you need to go back to school or go find a new job selling hamburgers at McDonald's. Yeah. Yeah. So very important. Let me see here. Yeah, I would see that because when you start getting your lymphatic system under control, you start getting good blood, nerve, and lymph flow. Things close up, things tighten, your skin tightens, your connective tissue is strong, everything starts to tone up on you. Breasts firm up, everything firms up. You know, when we first came out with our female reproductive formula, holy crap, we had a lot of calls. Breasts are getting bigger, breasts are firming up and standing up more, and it's like, whoa. So, you know, when we understand health and vitality, we've got the great magic tools of the botanicals to help us. All we got to do is sit our butt on the right seat and drive our car down the road to Wellville. And we're here to help you do that, guys. So have fun doing it, too, especially when you're younger. You know, you can really have a lot of self-challenges and stuff like this. So I love you guys. Monday, have a good week. We have a lot going on this week. It is amazing what I'm hoping you're going to be excited of what we're going to unravel. We've had a situation come to us that we hadn't planned on. And therefore, we've had to take certain steps and measures to deal with this step. And it has freed us up for a lot. And so we're going to help you guys in some cool ways. Love you guys. Take care of yourselves. And maybe I can get down to, please, I've only got one more. You guys are going to have to come fill me up. Love you guys.